This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, federal judges in New York and California have blocked the government from prosecuting doctors for performing certain abortions. A similar order was issued by a federal judge in Nebraska yesterday, shortly after President Bush signed the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. The restraining order temporarily stops Attorney General John Ashcroft from enforcing the ban. Still, the Justice Department is making plans on how to prosecute violators. The Attorney General has said he intends to route any prosecutions under the law through the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division rather than its Criminal Division. NPR's Jackie Northam is following the story and explains the significance of that decision.
Many abortion rights advocates feel the decision to put the Civil Rights Division in charge of prosecuting these cases sends out a very strong signal that the Bush administration is trying to cast the whole abortion issue as a civil rights issue. Many sponsors of the bill to ban the so-called partial birth abortions believe that it will stand a better chance of judicial scrutiny if, in fact, it is seen as a civil rights issue. Now, the Civil Rights Division at the Department of Justice is set up to enforce statutes that protect someone from discrimination, so things like ensuring fair housing or protecting people with disabilities, that sort of thing. So by putting this issue in that division, the question becomes whose civil rights are being protected. And if it is the rights of the fetus, then that implies that the fetus is a person. And that's not in line with the Supreme Court decision in Roe versus Wade.
And many anti-abortion advocates, I imagine, would tend to support leaving enforcement with the Civil Rights Division.
Oh, absolutely. You know, some people say, look, prosecutors in the Civil Rights Division have a better understanding than those in the Criminal Division of the intricacies of the abortion issue. They say they're better attuned to women's the needs of women in these situations and are fully aware of the factors involved in this. Now, officials at the Justice Department say prosecution has been given to the Civil Rights Division because since 1994, that's where abortion-related issues have been handled. And they say the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division already prosecutes people who create violence at or try to prevent people from entering the abortion clinics. So why not hand over the prosecution of the doctors who are performing the so-called partial birth abortions to the same division?
So you're saying we have a situation where the same attorneys are handling cases against both sides in this debate?
Yes, and you might think that would create some sort of conflict of interest. But, you know, I spoke with a lot of people today, legal experts and people who specialize in ethics and, you know, people on both sides of the issue and certainly all shades of gray in their opinions. And not one of them saw this as a conflict of interest. They said these are two different laws. One is the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Law, which is self-explanatory, and the other law deals with these type of abortions. So it is two different laws, and the people that I spoke with today, all of them said that they would most likely be handled by two different sets of prosecutors anyway.
And onto the legal challenges, there are challenges to this new law. What does that mean for the Justice Department and its plans?
You know, the Justice Department can sit, its prosecutors can sit and map out their strategy, they can do their research, they can talk among themselves, but they cannot prosecute these cases. In fact, they cannot investigate these cases. So, you know, any of the cases, rather, that fall under the temporary restraining order. So at this point, Michelle, things are at a standstill.
All right, Jackie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Jackie Northam.